It's been a fairly quiet and fairly pleasant late shift this evening. It started a little early for me as I went to Eaton Park to see No Fit State Circus rehearsing and doing circus skills workshops for pupils at the Douglas Bader Centre and some adult learners at West Anglia College. Douglas Bader Centre is a pupil referral unit based in Coltishall, where pupils who've been excluded from school or in serious danger of being excluded tend to go. It's often kids with really severe difficulties with learning in a classroom environment, kids with severe behavioural problems or with learning difficulties or with a combination of things that often makes them feel very disenfranchised and have very little connection to academic learning. It was absolutely wonderful today to see some of those teenagers getting lost in doing things like parkour and juggling and Diablo. It's not the sort of change that happens overnight, giving somebody something new and something awesome to do. But it's a little step. A little step in a long chain. And it's great to see that, and great to feel like the festival's doing something so relevant and so personal, at the same time as preparing a world-class circus performance for tomorrow night. So if you're around Eaton Park, you should probably go see No Fit State Circus, because they're going to be doing some sort of aerial battle based loosely on Quidditch, and then they're going to set a lot of things on fire, as I basically understand it. And before them, there's a performance with a 6-metre fire-breathing animatronic dragon, which sounds brilliant and is going to be probably very, very good fun. But if you're leaving from the city, I'd advise you to set off fairly early, because there's also the football parade. For anyone who hasn't noticed and lives in Norwich, Norwich City have actually, won the title this season. We'll be going up, and we're having a victory parade tomorrow between 6 and 9. And the city is going to be in absolute chaos, because there's going to be roads closed, rush hour. Roads are closed, I think, from 4. It's going to hit rush hour incredibly badly, and it's just going to be an absolute glorious, blinding, staggering mess. And hopefully really exciting as well. It's great to have good news. It's great to have good things happening. It's great to remember that the world is actually often, sometimes, a really nice place. I think on the whole it's been a good day.